You're listening to SBS News.
The regional Victorian city of Ballarat enters a week-long lockdown from Wednesday night while restrictions are easing in Shepparton. This comes after the state recorded 423 new community cases of COVID-19 and two deaths. Around 68% of people in Victoria have received their first vaccine dose, meaning some limited restrictions will ease across the state soon. But Premier Daniel Andrews says due to a number of cases and wastewater detections in the Ballarat area in the past week, it must go back into lockdown.
If we allow it to get away from us in one part of regional Victoria, it becomes a threat and a risk to all of regional Victoria. We simply can't have that happen. Shepparton shows you that a community can be locked down, can stick together, can be supported and deliver fundamental control of an outbreak. We know, and we're very confident that that's exactly what can happen in the Ballarat community.
Authorities will use the 7-day lockdown in Ballarat to vaccinate as many people in the area as possible. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says Victoria's latest Delta outbreak is yet to peak.
The Burnett modelling and everything we know in relation to our current vaccination coverage would suggest that cases will continue to increase. The fact that they're being held in the 400s, again, a testament to everyone in those suburbs and who's isolating and quarantining, and to the contact tracing work that's being done. But it's a very hard number to keep under wraps.
Meanwhile, 80% of the population of New South Wales has had a single dose of COVID-19 vaccine. The president of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Omar Khurshid, has told the ABC that it's certainly a milestone and shows that Australians are not against vaccinations.
And once they have access to vaccines, they'll go and get them because they see that their health is of critical importance, and vaccination really is the only way for a healthy future for Australia. We've got a long way to go, though, and the thing that we're probably most concerned about is whether meeting these targets leads to unrealistic opening up, and that could, of course, have a devastating impact on our health system if we're not ready for the surge in cases that will happen even at 80% double vax rate.
Around 47.5% of the state's population aged over 16 is fully vaccinated. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the evening curfew imposed on 12 Sydney local government areas will be lifted from Wednesday night.
This is a whole of government decision based on a number of factors, but I want to send this strong message. We can't move on anything else just now. We need everybody to hold the line. Please make sure that if you do live in those local government areas of concern, that you'll stick to every other rule that's in place. We've seen a stabilisation in the last few days, and we don't want to see that trend go the wrong way.
New South Wales has recorded 1,259 new local cases of COVID-19 and 12 deaths, 7 women and 5 men. 13 new local cases of COVID-19 have been detected in Canberra, a day after the ACT's lockdown was extended by a month. 8 of the new cases spent some time in the community during their infectious period. 5 of the new infections are yet to be linked to a known case or transmission site and remain under investigation. No new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 have been detected in Queensland. The Northern Territory's Chief Minister, Michael Gunner, has revealed an updated plan for mandatory vaccinations for high-risk workers. He says more than 80% of Territorians in each of the 5 regions must be fully vaccinated under the new reopening requirements.
Now is the time to get it done. Make it a priority. Our best advice is that by early November, every eligible person over the age of 12 in the Territory will have had a chance to be vaccinated. So from today, we are entering the final sprint. Early November is about 50 days away. So this is how I see it. We are now in a 50-day race to freedom. If we can reach our targets in the next 50 days, then from early November, we can take the next steps.
A Melbourne man says he and his wife feel lucky to be back in Australia after having their original airline tickets cancelled because of a reduction in the hotel quarantine caps. 29-year-old Jackson McLennan and his wife arrived in Sydney on Wednesday morning on a United Airlines flight from Los Angeles and have now started their 14 days of hotel quarantine. The couple left for the United States in April, chasing work after winning a place in the US Green Card Lottery. They were able to leave under a travel exemption, which required them to stay overseas for at least 3 months. Mr. McLennan says the pair found some freelance work, but not enough to sustain them. He says their work situation and a reduction in the quarantine caps saw them decide to return to Australia. They were able to take a couple of last-minute seats on a flight home. But he says he realises they were lucky because they were able to take advantage of a last-minute offer, and many stranded Australians are not.
We feel really lucky that we were able to get home, because there's so many people who are in similar situations who can't, or who are in, you know, we happen to be in LA, which is where the flight leaves from, but there's lots of people across the US who aren't in LA who can't take advantage of last-minute flights, last-minute cancellations.
Mr. McLennan says he and his wife would have been very happy to follow all the rules and quarantine strictly at home. However, as yet, that is not an option. He says the cost of the one-way tickets from Los Angeles to Sydney and for 14 days in hotel quarantine is more than $12,000. He says the process has been made more difficult because of the arbitrary nature of the cap on returning visitors, which can cause flight cancellations at very short notice.
The one thing that's been so frustrating is that it literally just, it seems to happen on a whim and very arbitrarily. I feel like, you know, in New Zealand they have a voucher system where, you know, they don't have endless places at quarantine, but if you get a voucher for their hotel quarantine, then you are confirmed on that flight, you are confirmed for that date, and you can book a flight home, and you know that you're going to get home.
Finally, Australia's medicines regulator has issued a cease and desist letter to United Australia Party leader Craig Kelly over claims he's made about COVID-19 vaccine that it describes as seriously misleading. Mr. Kelly, who quit the Liberal Party over his refusal to stop spreading misinformation about COVID-19 treatments, has been spamming members of the public in recent weeks with text messages about the vaccines. Lawyers for the Therapeutic Goods Administration allege the MP is breaching copyright by distributing incomplete extracts of adverse event reports related to the vaccines. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.